More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Stephanie Lecce. An exhibition opening this weekend at the Cedarburg Cultural Center is the result of a collaboration between visual artists and a wordsmith. Text and Texture, artwork inspired by the words of W.A. Reed, includes the paintings of Claudette Lee Roseland and Deb Mortal, the black-and-white photography of Vicky Reed, and the poetry of Buzz Reed. This is not the first time the two Reeds have collaborated. They're also husband and wife, and for more than a decade produced the Porcupine Literary Arts magazine together. Vicky and Buzz Reed joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke in the studio and talked about what led them to explore a shared artistic vision for this new exhibit.
Well, I had won a solo show last year in 2013, and I had done previous shows just by myself, showcasing the different processes I use to accomplish the finished piece. And I wanted to have a different approach to this show. So I decided to invite two other artists to join me and my husband. And I thought the one way to bring all the work together was through the written word. The two other artists that are in the show with me do very colorful abstracts. I do black and white. And so I was looking for a way to join all the pieces together. And Buzz's poetry is the thread that runs through the entire exhibit.
Well, and I would imagine it could easily have been, let's take some existing artwork and some existing poetry and join them together. But how did you end up conceiving of what exactly the exhibit would become?
Well, much of the poetry existed prior to the show. In fact, most of it. I think there was one piece written as a result of a photograph that Vicky had taken. But there were a lot of visual issues in the poems themselves, colors, textures. So it seemed to be a natural fit. It was exciting to see how the artists dealt with the poems, and humbling. I mean, these three amazing women have created some astounding artwork for the poems, and I've been very humbled by that.
Vicky, talk about the process of deciding which poems would drive the work that you as the visual artists would create.
Well, Buzz had published a collection of poetry a few years ago. And so we had a book of poetry, and I just passed it on to the two artists and asked them if they thought they would be able to create a body of work, if there was enough meat in those poems to inspire them. And they were very enthusiastic about trying to do that. So for several months, I had no idea what poems they were working on, what art they were creating. We worked independently. And about 3 months ago, we came together to see what we had all created. And it was extremely exciting to see the finished pieces.
Tell us about who the other two artists are that are represented in this exhibition and why you thought their work gelled so well with what the two of you already create.
Well, both Deb and Claudette have been working in art for many years. Deb is actually a high school art teacher at Cedarburg High School. Claudette has taught for many years. They both work in abstract with a lot of color. They both like texture. And I recently began working in encaustic, which involves wax, allows me to embed different textured papers in my work and add texture to my work. So I knew that that was a good basis for all of us. Plus, we have their artwork in our house and have admired it for many years. So I was excited to be able to work with these two wonderful artists.
Now, this is not the first time the two of you have collaborated. How do you see this exhibition comparing to what you did with the literary magazine that you published for more than a decade?
Well, Porcupine Literary Arts magazine really gave us a great background for putting together the book, Text and Texture. For both of us, Vicky in particular, kind of curating the show. Deb Mortal and Claudette Lee Roseland both were just fun to work with because they just latched onto the poems, and every day we'd hear, well, I've created a piece from this poem or from that poem. So I think Porcupine really gave us that great start. And we met so many artists and so many writers in publishing Porcupine from across the country, actually.
What is it like as the poet to have the words, the written words, jump? It's not even jumping off the page, but jump into an entirely different dimension.
Well, what's fun is, you know, for me as a writer, people frequently will ask, what's this poem about, or what's the meaning of that poem? And to me, that meaning belongs with the reader or the observer, not with the writer. I purposely write some ambiguity into my poems so that they can be interpreted by a variety of people. And to see the artist interpret these poems in different ways was thrilling. And in one case, I had written a poem as an interpretation of a painting by a Milwaukee area artist named Katie Ruth, who is now deceased, but a painting that I enjoyed very much. And these painters then reinterpreted the poem into paintings of their own without having seen Katie's piece, which I thought was kind of an interesting process as well.
Is there a certain amount of letting go you have to do as the poet and say, I'm going to accept whatever interpretation these other artists come up with, rather than worrying about, well, do they get my poem?
Not at all. I don't feel that I own the interpretation. That's certainly was left in the hands of the painters, and I'm happy to have it there, and I'm happy to see the results.
Well, I was hoping you could share an example of at least one or two poems that you wrote. And Vicky, I'll be curious to hear how you went about interpreting it.
Sure. This first poem is entitled From Out East, and it kind of documents our movement to this state of Wisconsin from Maine originally. We both grew up in Maine, and so it kind of ties the two locations in some ways. From out east comes the blue house with lace at the windows and a rising full moon. In the face of pretense flies the tired complacency reflected in the eyes of painters and poets, the incorrigible dreamers gone out in a blizzard of yellow taxicabs to spill this separate and conditional peace. From out east comes the literature, words written out like a declaration, and the culture and the history of a civilized society rejoice in the rising sun and in the grandeur of cities, pool in the deep and infinite sky. A stubborn persistence held the hand of the working man who turned these forested farm fields to cedar fence rails with lichen stone and the split ash baskets of potatoes and fruit. From out east comes a light breeze rustling the leaves, reminding us of home, collars turned up against the cold, damp air, fingers dug into the pockets of a camel hair coat. Our hearts are warmed from the shine of good intentions. From the blue house with lace at the windows and the frozen laundry pinned to a clothesline, waiting for someone, waiting for someone.
I can hear a little of the Maine in this.
I haven't completely lost my accent.
So, Vicky, how did you approach that?
Well, there are so many images that formed in my head that I could have jumped on. But one thing came to mind in that I'm very drawn to water. We have a cottage up north, which is a wonderful escape for us. And so I decided to go with the full moon rising, and I took a primitive toy, plastic Holga camera, and did a night exposure of the moon rising. I had no idea what would come out, if any image would form, but it
That's
did.
That's the beauty of a Holga.
Right. And so I was really pleased when I developed the film and saw that I actually had a moody image that brought the poem to life for me.
Has Buzz's poetry shaped your photography in a broader way? I mean, do you think about words when you're taking pictures?
I do now. I've never really worked from, you know, trying to be inspired by his poetry, or I don't usually try to work in a theme mode. I started out working as a daily news photographer, so I became used to having my mind's eye turned on constantly to be able to create images that would be appropriate for the newspaper. And so when I stopped working for the newspaper and had the opportunity to just shoot for myself, I just shoot whatever pleased me. But with this project, it focused my efforts, and I found it liberating to be able to explore all kinds of different processes in order to create work for this. With his canoe poem, My Canoe, that he has written, he describes what his canoe is. And my reaction to that was, well, what would my canoe be? And one of the things I decided was my canoe would be a kayak. So I've created an image for that. Plus, I've created an entire series of three-dimensional boats, origami boats that have encaustic, that are related to my canoe poem, but also to the other poems that are in the exhibit.
Well, is there one more poem you want to share with us?
Well, I guess I should read my canoe. Vicky spends a lot of time in her kayak photographing, and we travel a lot together. And so I spend a lot of time waiting and take that opportunity to craft poems. So my canoe was actually written at our cabin up in northern Wisconsin, and as Vicky says, it conjured up images for her as well as the painters themselves. My canoe prefers calm weather, the solitary sojourner, a man to a woman. It chooses the easy strokes, measured and precise, a slow, lazy glide to part blue-green waters, balance my solitary selves.
Not to put words in your mouth, but this must be a fairly special exhibition for both of you?
It is. When I had laid out the work in the form of a book to accompany the exhibit, and Buzz looked through the book for the first time to see the images that all three of us had created with his poems, he was absolutely speechless, which was amazing.
At a loss for words.
Yes. And so it was obvious that he was very, very moved, very touched, and he should be.
When somebody creates artwork from the written word, I mean, it's a close analysis of the poem in question. So to get that detailed analysis of something that I'd written was, as I've said, humbling and enjoyable to see what direction it took each of these women in.
It's nice to be heard.
Yes. And seen.
Well, Vicky Reed, Buzz Reed, thank you so much, both of you, and best of luck with the exhibit.
Thank you very much.
Photographer Vicky Reed and poet Buzz Reed's work will be on display in the exhibit Text and Texture, artwork inspired by the words of W.A. Reed, which opens Sunday at the Cedarburg Cultural Center. They spoke with Mitch Tyke. The exhibit also features the paintings of artists Deb Mortal and Claudette Lee Roseland. You'll find links to more about the artists and the exhibit from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The musical Jersey Boys comes to Wisconsin, and it's a homecoming for one of its stars. We'll meet him when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.